Welcome to Watching Bloomington with your host, Barry Lesso. Each week, B97 and Hoosier Country bring you stories about nonprofit agencies helping people in our area. Stay informed, stay involved, and stay tuned.
Welcome to Watching Bloomington, where each week we talk with a community leader who helps make this a better place to live. And we're real pleased to have with us this morning, Jake Bruner from Hoosier Hills Food Bank. Good morning, Jake. How's it going?
Good morning, Denise. It's going pretty well. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great. So one of community's favorite events is coming up again.
Yeah, we've got the Bloomington Community Book Fair or Food Bank Book Fair, and we're really, really excited to be able to do this again. We were really sad last year. We weren't able to. So as you can imagine, having 2 years worth of books, we've got quite the collection that will span. Yeah, it's going to span across both buildings. So we're going to use the commercial building west and east. So we're really excited, and there's a lot to see.
Will you get your office back then once the book fair happens? Are there books everywhere?
Well, yeah, they are everywhere. We've actually got 3 offsite trailers full of books, and so those all go to the book fair. And then we've got just big categories, specifically like history. We had a special donation about a year ago from a history collector, and it's all like brand new U.S. and world history. So we're excited for everyone to see that.
Wow. So sounds like some good stuff. Well, fill us in a little bit more. So what else do we need to know?
Sure. So like I was saying, it's going to be back. It's bigger and better than ever. Special collections of history and sports will be out there, as well as we've got a lot of media, puzzles and games. So a little bit for everybody. We've scaled back a little bit on the programming stuff. I can kind of go through the days, but of course, the first day is still an admission fee, except for veterans. That's Veterans Appreciation Day. And then the rest of the book fair is actually free. There's no admission each day. But then on Saturday, we're going to let folks make their own tie-dye t-shirts. We've got a tie-dye expert that's coming, and he'll have some different dyes and everything set up. So that'll be fun for families and kids and everything. And then on Sunday, that starts our bargain days. So it's half price day. It's Heroes Day. There's going to be firefighters there. Charlie Bird and JoJo, they've got a book that's for sale. They're going to have that out there from 1 to 4. And then Monday is our Bagot Day for $10 a bag. And then we're actually going to let folks shop for better books for $20 a bag. That's some of those really rare and collectible books. They can fill a bag for $20. And then our last day is Tuesday, so $5 Bagot Day. But we're really out there this year. The funds are important, but we want to make sure that folks get the books that they want. I know it's been a long time. Some people are really looking forward to this. So we want to make deals for people. We want everyone to be happy, but it's also a fundraiser. So we want it to be a successful event too.
Sure. So what's the first day then? It's going to be in October.
That's right. So, if you're wanting to volunteer, October 6th through the 13th are setup days. So please reach out about volunteering. And then we kick things off on Thursday, October 14th at 9 a.m. That's our first day of the book fair. So if you're a diehard collector and you want something special, definitely be there early that day. There'll be lots of good stuff throughout the rest of the week, of course. But if you think you might find a rare collectible, that would be the day to get it.
So talk a little bit more about the volunteer part. So that's the week before the fair opens, and it sounds like you need some folks, and what would folks be doing during those days?
Sure. Yeah, we definitely do. So we're going to start moving things out there October 6th. So setup is October 6th through the 13th. We will be if you want to get in some exercise and steps, we'll be putting books on tables and flipping tables over. If you're not really looking to do a lot of heavy lifting, we also will be putting books into categories on tables. So that would be, so there's a little bit for everybody in terms of what you're looking to do. There'll be some physical things, but there'll also be some straightening and tidying up of the book fair, making it look like a nice event. If you're interested, you can, of course, call us 812-334-8374 or reach out to our volunteer manager at volunteer@hhfoodbank.org. We're happy to host you, and it's a really good time. We've got snacks and water, and that's at the Monroe County Fairgrounds, of course. So it's a fun time setting it all up.
Yeah, I would believe, and especially if you have two buildings this time, that's going to be quite a project to get that up.
It is, yeah. So we'll have, I believe we have 900 more boxes of books than we normally would for a book fair. And to spread that across two buildings is going to take quite the effort. So, but we're excited about it. We're happy that we're able to do this again. And it's going to be a good time.
That's exciting. So the funds from this, what does that help support then?
Sure. So as mostly everyone knows, last year was not great for anyone. Everyone from all types of businesses struggled. And we definitely saw that in the amount of demand that was placed on our the clients that we serve and the agencies that we serve. So we went from distributing 5 million pounds of food to 7 million pounds of food. So the amount of food that we've got to try to source, which turns out to be some purchasing, it's just really been gone through the roof, and it stayed pretty high this year. So of course, all the funds, people donate books and CDs and DVDs, then you come out and purchase those. Those funds go back into our programs and our food purchasing mm-hmm. efforts and operations so that we can do what we do. Specifically, we're looking to continue to raise money at a high level so we can provide a really good mix of good food for the agencies and clients that we serve. So mm-hmm. that really, really helps us. And it's such an easy way to help out. Come out and get some books that you love, and it goes straight back into the food bank.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And now you work with a whole number of food pantries and kitchens. Maybe you could talk about that a little bit in case people aren't aware of your impact.
Sure. Yeah. So we don't just serve Monroe County. We serve six counties in South Central Indiana, which is Brown, Lawrence, Martin, Monroe, Owen, Orange. And so we try our best to get all the food at resources out to those six counties. And we serve about 100 member agencies across those six counties. We also do have our own programs where we go to rural Lawrence County, Martin County, and Orange County and do mobile pantries. So we're constantly mm-hmm. trying to source really good food to take to those places as well. But the impact that you could have by just visiting the book fair, buying some things, is really going to impact South Central Indiana and their access to food.
Mm-hmm. And you're finding, of course, you know, you mentioned with the pandemic that your demand seems to have increased. And so it sounds like it's still staying up there. And what are you seeing, any change? Do you see this getting better in the near future? Or what are your thoughts on that?
Sure. Well, I think a couple of things are going on. Of course, the economy was impacted by the pandemic, and I think it continues to be. You still see lots of people out of work or maybe working a couple of jobs that are low paying and trying to make ends meet. So some of the problem, well, all the problems that we had before the pandemic are pretty much still there. They just became more exasperated. So people are needing to rely on some of these pantries more consistently. So it's not been quite the same demand as last year, but it's still been an increased demand, and we've had to do distributions and want to potentially continue to do that to alleviate the food insecurity that we're seeing in this community and the others that we serve.
Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of volunteering, are you looking for volunteers at Hoosier Hills itself? Do you need volunteers to help with food packing or sorting or those kinds of activities?
Yeah, definitely. We're still looking for volunteers. We lost a few, kind of lost a step through the pandemic. We had the National Guard here for about mm-hmm. a year. Their deployment ended. So we're still looking for folks to come mm-hmm. in. We've got a lot of dry goods to sort. A lot of times mm-hmm. we get produce that needs to be bagged. And then our ongoing food drive efforts. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we have audits that we need to pass. So there's things that we need help with in terms of organization and cleaning and paperwork that we often allow volunteers to help us with as well. So mm-hmm. there's a good mix of things to do here at the food bank.
In terms of a typical two, do volunteers work shifts, or, you know, is it a certain number of hours per week, or how's that part work?
Yeah, it's pretty much on a shift basis. So if you wanted to come in based on either your class or work schedule, and people sometimes come in 10 to noon, 12 to 2, 1 to 3, things like that, we can work around it. We just kind of want to know when you're coming in. So mm-hmm. definitely reach out so that we can get you signed in. And we still have lots of protocols here at the food bank to keep everyone safe. So we want to be sure that we tell you about all those and then have a project for you. So we just want to a heads up on that.
Great. No, that sounds good. Now, you'd mentioned two protocols. I'm imagining with the book fair, with the pandemic still, you know, being a factor, there's certain things that you're going to have to do to help ensure that everybody has a good experience.
Definitely. Yeah. And that was one of our concerns. We really want the community to know that we're going to take every step to keep you safe at the book fair. There's a mask mandate that's still required by Monroe mm-hmm. County. So there will be mask requirements and signage. We'll have hand sanitizer at the entrances and on every table at the book fair, mm-hmm. which is quite the effort. And then we'll also, instead of 5 feet, which is normally the distance between the tables at the book fair, it'll be 6 feet. So we're creating extra mm-hmm. space. Then, of course, with utilizing two buildings, we'll have things mm-hmm. spread out a little bit, face shields or shields at the cashier station to kind of protect our cashiers and the patrons mm-hmm. at the book fair. So we want everyone to feel safe and comfortable and have a good experience. And I believe we're going to be able to achieve that.
Mm-hmm. No, it sure sounds like a lot of thoughts gone into that. And you're right, with having the extra space, it sounds like you can spread out a little bit more.
Definitely. Yeah. So people don't have to feel like they're all enclosed on each other. And if there's a mm-hmm. section that you wanted to browse, maybe you go to that at the other building mm-hmm. and come back across the way. So we're really looking to make it a fun experience and a safe experience.
Mm-hmm. Are you thinking about, are you going to be doing pulsed entry, or you think there's enough room spread out that won't be an issue?
What was that?
It's like, are you going to let certain number of people in each time or?
I'm not sure if that will come up or not. It depends on if it got really busy in there, we may decide that that's something that we need to do, but I don't know whether or not based on the two building situation that we'll need to implement that. It's definitely something that we've thought about. And if we want to make sure, like I said, everyone feels safe and comfortable. So it's something that we could consider definitely.
Mm-hmm. It's nice there too, because those buildings have those big wide doors too. So you've got good air circulation.
Right. And they're pretty... And they're kind of considered open air because of the back, mm-hmm. the front back entrances both are open. So it is an open breezeway. There's fans yep. and everything like that. So it's, you're not necessarily inside, you're not necessarily outside. So it's mm-hmm. kind of a mix. So
it's perfect. Yeah, absolutely. So could you give the contact information again if people are interested in volunteering?
Sure. If you want to volunteer, please give us a call directly at 812-334-8374 or email us directly at volunteer@hhfoodbank.org. We could certainly use your help, whether it be at the book fair for setup, during the book fair for the actual event, or the teardown, which will occur October 20th and 21st. And if you can't come visit us out there, you could come see us here at the food bank. We've got plenty of projects for you to work on.
That's great. And so now with the other things too, with your food bank, are there certain food items or other products that you can use if people are interested in donating food? What types of things are useful?
Definitely. So for us, it's still remains the most expensive thing for us to get are non-perishable canned goods. So things like canned vegetables, canned soup, beans, baked beans and things like that. Sometimes things that maybe contain protein. Those are definitely desirable for us. Peanut butter. And the reason remains is that those are they're very hard to still access, even harder now. So we've ran into some food delays and food shortages, depends on the product, but also it still remains very expensive in transportation. Mm-hmm. So the more what we call food drive, canned goods and dry goods that we can get in, the better off we are. And it really makes a big difference for our distributions.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned, you know, the whole distribution and transportation bit. Are you finding that there's certain products or commodities you're having difficulty getting because of that?
Most definitely. Pretty much everything is still on at least a month lead time. So some of the we want to make sure that we get our agencies give our agencies a good Thanksgiving and mm-hmm. and have good products. So we had to start looking at that stuff in July in order to get it in. And some things are still on play. And it's just there seems to be still that transportation, distribution and food shortage thing that we're still kind of in the mix of that. We were able to get ahead of it because we started so early, but mm-hmm. It makes me more worried for just the individual impact on families as they go out to the grocery store and look for the things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and it is, there are reports of shortages of different things, or I know produce and fruits have been impacted more in certain areas of the country if things can't get trucked. And so that seems like there's still some issues with that. So could you go over the schedule again, just to fill in if people tuned in a little later, just kind of remind people when the dates are and some highlights that they should be looking for.
Yeah, definitely. I'll kind of go run back down through these dates.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I want everyone to know. Of course, we weren't able to do it last year, so we're excited to do this again. The Hoosier Hills Food Bank Book Fair, it's bigger than ever. Starts October 14th, Thursday at 9 a.m. That's our only day that there's admission. It's Veterans Appreciation Day, so if you're a veteran, you get in for free. But if you're looking for a really special book or collectible, that's the day to come first. The rest mm-hmm. of the book fair is free admission, so Friday, October 15th, 9 to 7 p.m. And then Saturday, we start to get into some of the more programming and fun things. You can make your own tie-dye shirt, 11 to 2, family day. Sunday is our first bargain day, so it's half price day. Also Heroes Day, so firefighters will be there. Charlie Bird and JoJo, they have Charlie Loves Bloomington book for sale, so that'll be fun. Monday is a $10 Bagot Day, and then also you can fill a bag of better books for $20. There's a limit of one, but that's some of those rare and collectible books. You can actually fill a bag of those for $20. Then Tuesday is our biggest bargain day, $5 a bag, free admission, 9 to 6 p.m. So those hours are extended by 4 hours from our previous book fair. So we're open a little bit later. We want to give everybody the opportunity mm-hmm. to get what they want. We're going to have food trucks out there. I know one is called Pappy Shack, and they're going to have like smoked sausages and kind of some of the grilled and smoked and fair type food. And we'll have some other options and snacks and drinks for folks as well who are out there for a long time. So a very fun event. We're going to keep everybody safe and spaced out. And we're just got a lot of stuff. We really want the community to come and check it out.
Oh, it sounds fabulous. And for people who haven't been there before, talk a little bit too about the mix, because I think sometimes too, if you haven't seen it, I think it's hard to imagine all the different varieties of books. I think people think sometimes it's just a collection of, you know, fiction books, but you have everything.
We do, yeah. So it'll sprawl across two buildings, but of course we've got a huge section. Well, we start with nonfiction, and that goes all the way from arts all the way up to travel. So transportation, sports, reference, music, anything that you could be looking for. The other side is, of course, all of our fiction. So general fiction and romance and then mystery, paperback and hardback, classic literature. Goes all the way up to Westerns. And then we've got in the back cooking and crafts and hobbies and holiday section. We've got a section for teachers resource. So if you're looking for literature about teaching and need some of those resources, we've got those available as well. A very, very specialized section in history, world and US history, almost brand new books. Sports and games has lots of collectibles this year with posters and trading cards. And then of course media with DVDs, CDs, LPs, and computer games. So a lot of things. And we don't just, when we get donations, we go through each book and make sure that mm-hmm. it's not been marked in or it's not mm-hmm. been read or torn apart. So these are good books. And a lot of the books in our history section are close to new. It was from a special mm-hmm. collection. So
yeah, that's phenomenal. And I know you've had children's books and a lot of homeschool families and people who are supplementing their kids' education at home. This is a great resource.
Right, especially that teacher's resource section. You can find those great big giant books that go over science and literature. You can find pamphlets and handouts and textbooks that you might want for educational purposes. And then a large children's section of all the classics that you can imagine, plus teen and young adult books. So there's a big selection for everyone.
Mm-hmm. And the book prices have always seemed very, very reasonable. You know, you think you go to the store and buy, you know, one book yep. usually costs you 20 something dollars. So your pricing is very affordable.
And we tried to streamline that a bit more this year too. So hardbacks will stay $3, but all paperbacks, even trade, are just $1. So we want everyone to feel like they're getting a great deal because it's important for people to have access to these types of books. And so it's cheap. We want to move them. We want everyone to get the books that they want. So $3 for a hardback and $1 for a paperback. It's a great deal.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to steal your slogan. It's feed your mind, right?
That's right. Feed your mind and thought for food. That's right. That's how we want that to resonate with people. We're doing both. We're trying to feed people through the food bank, and then we're trying to create thought for food out at the fairgrounds with the book fair. So really excited to be able to do it again.
Well, Jake, thank you so much for being with us this morning. Again, if you're listening and you want to volunteer, get a hold of them at volunteer@hhfoodbank.org or call them at 812-334-8374. And hope that you have a great book fair this year.
Well, thanks, Denise. And we hope to see everyone out there. And please reach out if you're interested in volunteering.
Wonderful. And this has been another edition of Watching Bloomington, and we'll see you again next week.
You've been listening to Watching Bloomington with Barry Lesso, brought to you by Carl Lamb, attorney at law. For 37 years, Carl Lamb has been a premier attorney in South Central Indiana, helping his clients through extremely difficult times, drawing on his experience, reputation, and responsiveness. For a free initial consultation, call Carl Lamb today at 812-332-1420. Want more? Listen to full episodes on our website at whcc105.com and wbwb.com.